health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The text line is open. The number on your message app is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. Please do me a favor. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And I would remind you that if you like what we do on The Weekend, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. All you do is search for a station 630 KHOW in Denver. And that will get you the weekday program. Of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast, too. That's The Situation with Michael Brown. In your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe, leave a five-star review, and then you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Let's go back to July 8, a year ago. July 8, 2024, CNN. This is a program called America's Choice 2024. The CNN anchorette is talking to Congressman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida.
And Congresswoman, I hear you talking about Donald Trump and trying to put the focus back on him. He's been very quiet over the last several days and has just let this play out for, amongst the Democratic Party. I hear you focusing on the accomplishments you want to highlight from this president. And yet that's not the story that's out there right now. So are you frustrated? How damaging do you think this is, particularly as we get closer to November?
I'm frustrated that the media is literally dissecting every word that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth and is ignoring the fact that the Republicans are about to nominate, again, a convicted felon who's an adjudicated rapist, who still denies that he lost the 2020 election, who is committing to upend every single accomplishment that Joe Biden has helped make sure we can recover after COVID and the 15 million jobs that were created. Yeah, I am pushing to make sure that we can focus on what the danger lurking down the road is that if we don't make sure that we rally and focus on Donald Trump and the extremist good versus evil existential threat that he represents to our democracy, then we're going to end up back there again. And that's the nightmare scenario my constituents want to avoid.
Wow. I forgot about the word democracy being in there. Good versus evil, the dark versus the light, the existential threat that Donald Trump is. That was July 8, 2024. He is an existential threat to this country. Wow. Okay. What happened shortly thereafter? Well, we know now that in Butler, Pennsylvania, an assassin tried to and almost did blow out Donald Trump's brains on live television. How did that happen? Honestly, can you tell me today how that happened? I mean, I know the why. It happened because there was no one on that roof. As I explained on my program yesterday, if you want to go listen to the podcast, I talked about Eddie Marenzel, who was George Bush's head of his presidential detail, and how Eddie would have gotten out of the car, the limousine, in Butler, Pennsylvania, had he been the head of the detail on that day. And he would have done as I saw him do many, many times. He would have scoured the landscape. He would have looked everywhere. And he would have seen the roof of that building, the AGR building, and noticed that there was something missing. What was missing? Oh, there wasn't any Secret Service agent or local cop or sniper, law enforcement sniper, on that roof, on the edge of it, with his rifle pointing, so that he knew that that vantage point for a sniper was being covered by law enforcement. And he probably would not have let the president out of the car. So we know the why. How? How did that happen? Well, in coverage on, this would be on July 14.
Why did it take 8 rounds to ring out before somebody returned fire? Sources tell Primetime that the counter-sniper team that neutralized Crooks were Secret Service sharpshooters. But the Washington Post reports that the counter-snipers were local cops. Now, if that's true, why is the Secret Service relying so heavily on locals? And why did the counter-snipers who had their rifles trained on this assassin not shoot first? And why is the one agent's head popping up in the air? Why isn't he zeroed in on his scope? When the Secret Service descend on Trump, why'd they stay on stage for so long? If you listen closely, you can hear one of the female Secret Service agents completely confused. This lady wasn't prepared, and the Secret Service isn't answering any questions. They skipped out on their press conference last night and today told us they wouldn't say anything. Some of the agents you're looking at don't look confident. How do you protect the president from sniper fire if you're not tall enough? Biden recently gave the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, a bonus. Cheadle's a Biden hire. She was on his detail when he was VP. And he brought her back and her...
And we know now, of course, she's gone.
Main focus has been hiring more women. One of her female agents just had a nervous breakdown on Kamala's detail. They covered up the cocaine in the White House, covered up for Hunter. Naomi Biden's agent had their vehicle carjacked. How is it that the head of the Secret Service hasn't tendered her resignation today? Why hasn't Biden fired Cheadle? Biden didn't fire anybody after Afghanistan, didn't fire Mayorkas after the border. Cheadle's got to go. And nobody can trust this investigation.
Now, do you trust the investigation? I heard on the way into the studio this morning that the Senate has released an internal report that they've done. I've not seen it yet, obviously, not had a chance to read it, so I don't know what it says. But what I do know is this. The Trump shooting changed the country. Donald Trump raising his fist, spitting out those words, fight, 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 as there was blood streaming down his face from that bullet wound in his ear. That's the sort of image that used to be called iconic, back before that word degenerated into a synonym for famous. The attempted assassination of Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, a year ago this weekend, was the great symbolic moment of his 2024 presidential victory. There are some symbolic moments, and there are some events that are so transformative that we mark or should mark their anniversaries as a way of measuring the change that they've brought to us. The near assassination of Donald Trump, I think, is one of those. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line number is 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. How is a weekend ago this weekend one of those transformative moments? I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So tomorrow, on Sunday, July 13th, at 4:11 Mountain Time, it will have been 1 year since the assassin almost blew out Donald Trump's brains on national television. The day after that, on July 14, Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News and said this.
Beyond effed. Former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, joins me now. What did you think of the president's Oval Office address?
Well, I thought it was appropriate what he said. I thought it was right timing. I thought if you watched it, he caught himself because he almost said, make America great again. Did you see that? He said America, then he had to stop. You could tell it was teleprompter. And really, what he's doing there at the time, he's doing what's appropriate for a president now.
Right.
Calm the temperature down. But he's also solidifying his own race. Prior to this assassination, the whole quest was to get him out from running. And he had a couple more weeks to go before the August Democratic Convention. They wanted to take a run on him. And now that's put aside.
Right. So he is probably going to...
Although, isn't that interesting in hindsight? We now know that behind the scenes, it was still going on. They were still pushing to get him out. This is why I love history. We, and particularly history in these days, in modern times, when we go back and we can listen to what was said, literally hear it. Yeah, they were still going after the Democrats, were still going after their own party.
Going to be the nominee, unless maybe they try some hijinks.
I don't think they can now.
I think it's cement.
Yes.
But it wasn't.
How does he run against Donald Trump now? He's got the mugshot, a bullet basically came within an inch of his brain, and he's got this fist in the air with the flag and blood over his face, and it just sends a chill every time I see that. How do you run against a guy like that?
I don't know, because that photo would be the most iconic photo for our entire generation. We know where we were at that moment in time, who called us, the picture, the flag behind it. But that isn't something that's staged, that's not a teleprompter, that's not written. That's a situation that happened. How did your commander-in-chief act during that moment in time? And you're going to question, when you make this decision, do you want somebody strong like that in the Oval Office, somebody could stand up? Well, how do you think the foreign leaders, like I've had calls today from foreign leaders in other countries asking me how President Trump is doing, that they're shocked, too, with democracy, what's happening. But when you look at everything that has gone on to go against President Trump and how he's standing, and where is he standing for? It wasn't about him, bloody. He was there for the people. He is standing up for them, going against even when someone's shooting him. And it's less than an inch. Yeah. How close that came to losing his whole life. I talked to him today, and it's amazing. I mean, he would tell me about hearing the bullet,
not
the
that.
Speed of it. And I could tell when he's telling it, whoever that happens to, it affects you. But his strength of what it was about and hitting the ear, then he goes in and telling me how the doctor tells him there's a lot of blood within your ear. And then he's total Trump. Kevin, you understand, because you have really big ears too. You know?
You do have big ears. Good for listening.
Interesting to go back in time and listen to it, isn't it? We know now that 21-year-old sniper Thomas Crook, who was this loner, as usual, right, from the suburbs of Pittsburgh, he actually brought an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to the roof of a warehouse only 180 yards away and was able to pull off 8 shots at Trump. And we know, of course, that he hit 3 bystanders. He killed 50-year-old fireman Corey Compentor. But there's still no consensus, even a year later, about the larger meaning of what happened at Butler a year ago tomorrow. Now, clearly, I would argue that the attack shaped the outcome of the election. In fact, I would argue that it changed the moral climate in the country. We got to go back. Spring of last year, 4 criminal prosecutions dating all the way back to Trump's first term approached their final resolution almost simultaneously. They had purposely been strung along by Democratic Party prosecutors to fall just then during the election season. They were obviously trying to get the maximum persuasive effect on the voters. Oddly, kind of strange, the New York case in which Trump's opponents prevailed, that was the weakest case of all. And it was the most convoluted case. But they got what they wanted. Trump was now a convicted felon. Remember we talked about that? Oh, now that was the phrase they were looking for. It didn't matter the merits of the case. They just wanted to be able to call Trump a convicted felon. But then an argument persisted on the campaign trail that summer over whether Trump was actually being truly held to account or righteously held, properly held to account under the rule of law for his own corruption. Or was he actually being persecuted by adversaries who they themselves were corrupt? The bullet that was fired at Trump, I think, settled the controversy. Not in a logical way, of course, don't get me wrong, but in an emotional way. In an emotional way, it validated. Now, I think they were, don't get me wrong, I personally believe that he was being persecuted. But in an emotional way, for, you know, just kind of, not smart people like you, but for everybody else, in an emotional way, it validated the notion that they, meaning something in society and the spirit of the time, were out to destroy Donald Trump. So it reinforced a shift that had been evident in this country's politics for a long time. Voters used to respond to rational appeals based on policy differences. And I think we've kind of shifted. We've shifted to emotional appeals based on these tribal allegiances. You know, the talking heads on television usually point out this change only in an effort to deplore the new system's superficiality, its weakness. But it's really not that simple. The policy debates that we used to have in the old system, those were phony too. The political parties went off and did what they wanted to do anyway, right? Voting publics prefer the populist style because it actually gives them more information. Conservative policy wonks use stats all the time. We would point out how bad mass immigration was, but nothing happened, right? But then Democrats went a step too far. They opened the floodgates. We saw it. We saw what it was doing to the country, and we acted. The striking thing about Trump's behavior on July 13 was that it was excellent. It was excellent in a way that was honestly kind of unreflective, but it was spontaneous. Everything about it was at odds with the American post-war conception of what we thought a presidential leader should be. And that's what the cabal tended to focus on. But in a culture where equality of opportunity is everything, the public came to believe that there was something reprehensible about the idea that anyone has any special aptitude for anything at all. We're not living in a republic, or as they would call it, a democracy. They felt unless anyone can go out and become a leader through hard work or a degree-granting course, no, nothing could be more repugnant than the notion that leadership is something you either have or you don't have. And yet, tomorrow, a year ago, at 4:11 Mountain Time, there was Trump in a moment of total disruption, behaving like a born leader. That was striking. And why? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review. That'll get you all 6 days of the program. And follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. The striking thing about tomorrow a year ago? Next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple, no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. And this weekend happens to be the one year anniversary of the first attempted assassination on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. You know, Selena Zito has a great book out about the assassination. She was there. She is, she writes a column for the New York Post and some other outlets. And Selena is she's a fantastic writer. This book is on my iPad. I haven't read it yet. But she's written a book that everybody tells me is a great book. She was there, and she was in the press at the little roped-off area just below the lectern. So she's written about her experience that day, and she's interviewed Trump and talked about it. So I would encourage you to get Selena's book and read it if you have a chance. I can't wait to read it. I'm just trying to get through my Revolutionary War book that I told you about last weekend. So it's just an interesting point in time to realize, as Michael and I were just talking off air during the break, it's hard to believe that it was a year ago. But then to me, when you think about how fast things are moving, it's hard to believe that the election was less than a year ago. That was just this past November. Time certainly flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? But I think that the most striking thing about Trump's behavior on July 13 of last year was that it was excellent. The effect was electric. You go back and you watch, and of course we all know the iconic photograph of him surrounded by the Secret Service agents. You know, I kind of, just as insider joke, when I look at that photograph, the one thing that I always think about, because one of the things the Secret Service teaches you is how they will handle you when they need to make you do something. And they're big and they're tough and they're rough. And if they need to put you on the ground, they're going to put you on the ground. And I look at that photograph and I see the one female agent who is in front of Trump as he's stood back up and he has his fist in the air, and she's at about waist level and she can barely put his arms around him. And I know they're trying to shuffle him off the stage and get him into the car to get him out of harm's way. And she's struggling. that poor woman's having a horrible time. But back to that very moment though. I think the effect was electric. We probably forget that within just minutes of Trump being rushed off stage, Elon Musk, I think, probably stunned the country by endorsing Trump at that moment. Musk said, "We had one president who could not climb a flight of stairs and another president who was fist pumping after getting shot." It's often forgotten that Biden's rambling, mumbling, just his horrible performance in that debate back in June, it didn't immediately end his candidacy. Remember those sound bites I played just before the break? Jesse Waters on Fox News was talking, he and Kevin McCarthy are both talking about how, it probably didn't end Biden's presidency, and it's probably too late to do anything, and blah, blah. And now we know with all the books coming out that behind the scenes they were still trying to treat Joe Biden like Julius Caesar. They were still trying to stab him in the back. In fact, they were still stabbing him in the back. But it wasn't the Biden debate performance. It was a factor. Don't get me wrong. It was a factor. But I think it was the shooting that did it. Because remember, Biden was still hanging on at that point. It was only after Trump's demonstration of that vitality that Biden's withdrawal, I think, became inevitable. He ended his candidacy the following weekend. See how we compress and conflate? I always talk about how I conflate time until putting together notes for this discussion. Did I realize that it was the very next weekend? So the knives were out. But that event in Butler, Pennsylvania was more than just about vitality. Mark Zuckerberg of Meta, Facebook, Instagram, said that week, quote, on a personal note, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with that American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. At some level, as an American, it's hard not to get emotional about that spirit. As much as I dislike Mark Zuckerberg, I think he's exactly right. Why can't we capture that spirit like a firefly and put it in a jar and just pour it over every American? Just capture that spirit. And once again, that's what we are about. Trump was doing something archetypal. The pose in which those photographs caught him on that day is truly iconic. The flag, the rallying of the wounded warriors, the wounded followers. Trump was not just being brave or strong. He was, without I don't think meaning to, he was summoning Americans to feelings that have been buried so deep because we've been so just run over by the government. We've been just run over by the fast-paced advances in technology. We've been run over by how the world has shrunk. We've been run over by artificial intelligence. We've been run over by... We often forget, I think, how dramatically COVID affected this country. Remember Jimmy Carter talking about... Well, you probably don't because you're too young. But remember Jimmy Carter talking about how the country was in a malaise? I think post-COVID, this country was in a malaise. Economically, socially, culturally, I think we were just, I mean, I think that's one reason why Biden got elected, just the malaise of COVID. How often, it happens to me more than I wish it did, but how often do you go somewhere? Where was I just the other day? I was standing in line. I think it may have been like at a Walmart or a Target or some retail place. And I just happened to look down. And what did I see? Oh, the marks they used to have on the floor. Some were painted. Some was tape. Some were they would somehow put a mark there and you had to stand there because you had to stand 6 feet apart from somebody else. It was so stupid. I saw those marks again. And it was a reminder, it was a horrible flashback I had about just how stupid those times were. And how I remember doing everything I could to violate the rules. Oh, you want me to stand here? Screw you. I'm going to stand over here. Oh, I'm too close to you. Well, excuse me. Everything I could do. I would come into this building. Oh, we had strict rules. You had to take the Lysol spray and spray the studio. You had, there was always a demand for the Lysol, you know, the Clorox wipes, wipe down the studio. Now, I used to do that before COVID because radio studios are such a nasty place. But wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear that mask and do what? Radio studios are nasty, Michael. You know they're nasty. So the rule here was we can't control what you do with your masks outside the building, but once you step into the building, be sure to put that mask on, which I never did. I mean, first of all, there was nobody in the building. I didn't run into anybody because everybody, you know, producers were hiding in the control rooms and other talk show hosts were already hiding in their studios, so I never put a mask on. It was a true malaise. So Trump, on that day, got us out of that malaise. Trump was not just being brave or strong. He was, and again, I don't think he was meaning to, but he really was summoning us to feelings that had been buried so deep that we had almost forgotten them. It was a powerful interruption into that malaise that we were suffering through. It was a powerful eruption into politics of reality, even religious, if you want to. And Trump himself, though not conspicuously conversant in the language of faith, he has since become fairly conversant in the language of faith. He saw that. Seconds before the shooting, he had been excoriating Joe Biden as the worst president in the history of our country. Now, yes, he continues to do that. But when we got to the Republican National Convention, due to convene only 2 days later, that did change. It went from the world's most vicious speech, Trump informed Senator Lindsey Graham the following day, to, you know what, let's bring the country together. Might not be as exciting, but there it is. Now, you can't change a tiger's or a leopard or a zebra's stripes, and he's back to, you know, the worst president in the history of the nation, which I do believe is probably true. But it did change him fundamentally, and I think changed the country. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open. On your message app, the number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Do me a favor. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple, no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Brought him through that assassination attempt. And we could go all off on a theological discussion of that, but let's not. But I found it interesting that increasingly he always discusses the incident as a homespun and prayerful old lady might talk about it, dwelling on fateful coincidences. You know, he always talked about, you know, I'd never seen that particular photo, that graph before. So what made him turn and look at the graph behind him on the stage? What made him decide to ask the graph to even be shown earlier in the speech rather than later in the speech? Because it usually came later in the speech. Whether we think of this as sincere religious reflection or electoral pandering, I think neither. I think Trump was simply reacting as a human would after experiencing that kind of trauma. Groping toward a language that he's not accustomed to, trying to understand how contingent, how out of control everything that happens to us really is. That we're always on this quest. Even if it doesn't lead one to believe in God, it certainly can teach you humility. At least in theory it can. Politicians of both parties, I think the country sensed that something special had happened, that the voting public had come to feel a new kind of connection with their leaders. You know, I find it interesting because American politicians, particularly, well, let me rephrase that, elected officials, people that hold office, I think are now striving to place themselves in similar situations. They want to appear battling for you and me, the people. It's a subtle shift, whether it's real or fake. It's a subtle shift to populism. Fight, fight, fight. They all want you to believe that they're all fighting for us. Well, it is probably because of the Butler assassination attempt that now we have a new county campaign stunt. You know, at a Los Angeles press conference where Kristi Noem was, it was in L.A. back in June. Remember the senator from California, Alex Padilla, who Mr. Political Person here didn't realize who that was. He completely forgotten that Newsom had appointed him. So here's a Democrat moving along an aisle toward the podium, and when he got close, gets stopped, he gets expelled by the room, he's screaming and hollering at her, and what happened afterwards? His office immediately started circulating the video. Oh, look at me, look at me. Then a couple of days later, Brad Lander staged a similar disruption. Who the hell's Brad Lander? A New York City comptroller and a candidate for mayor. clinging to a migrant being removed by custom officials and demanding that they show me the warrant. Show me the warrant. These people are pathetic. But that's what politicians do. But you and I think Americans are too smart and we see through it. Well, let me rephrase that. I think conservative, critical thinking Americans, but I repeat myself, see through that kind of bullcrap. We know when you're just playing the part. You're cosplaying. You want to be like Trump. You want to, you know, stick your fist out and scream, fight, fight, fight. But you never can. You never can replicate the real thing. Nor should you want to. In the case of Trump, you really don't want to replicate it. I think Republicans have always been better than Democrats at the kind of true populism, at the true concern for American citizens of all stripes. You know, it really has always bothered me that conservatism has always been equated for whatever reason with racism, which I find so bizarre because it was always Democrats. Democrats that, you know, were the last vestiges of the KKK. Democrats that opposed, you know, the Civil Rights Acts of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act. And it was Republicans that pulled it across the finish line. Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, they got the 13th Amendment, the Emancipation Proclamation. But conservatives, for some reason, are racist. We may be seeing the beginning of the end of that kind of narrative that's just been historically false. Democrats, well, what do they want to do? They want to regulate us. They don't understand. They truly don't get the constitutional order. Go back to the beginning of the program, talking about Jimmy Raskin and how, you know, Republicans just always, you know, reflexively go to, well, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Yeah, because those words actually have meaning. And we understand that meaning. And we want to restore that constitutional order. And we see Trump building that wall that I talked about earlier in the program, really trying to do that, being the disruptor, taking those old ways, throwing them in that bin that he's trying to build the wall around so we can just incinerate those old ways. Douse it with some diesel or some gas or some lighter fluid and throw a match on it and burn it down within the confines of that wall. I should say, metaphorically speaking, before somebody says, oh, Michael Brown is wanting to burn stuff down. No, I just want to burn down that old ideology. I want to burn down that fascism and that communism and that socialism that's just destroying the country. And I think we made a big pivotal turn toward that. Tomorrow, on July 13th at 4:11 Mountain Time, when Trump stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. Thanks for joining The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.